Good morning, boys and girls and mommies and daddies. This is certainly a beautiful Sabbath. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Maybe we'll find out what that unrighteousness is. When He cleanses us, it doesn't mean that He just forgives us and we turn around and do it again. The cleansing means we root out the problem. Do we have a volunteer for opening prayer this morning to ask the Lord's blessing on our Sabbath school?
Our Father, with the chart in heaven, thank you for us here to have this blessed day. Bless us here to understand right from wrong and to be faithful to you as we do through this IOK. Bless you all to be safe and us here to be well of everybody. Bless you all to be merciful to all our others. Bless you all to think of others before ourselves and to be loving and forgive me for my sins and my iniquity and my unclean spirit. Bless all of you all to have been and so that we can be able to be trying and to become righteous. This is my friend, Jesus Christ, one. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Last week we did a recap of our studies thus far, and we found out that God is love, and we also found out all of us are sinners, and we all need Christ and His sacrifice. This week, we will learn that Jesus is only waiting for us to confess our sins and repent and come to Him. That seems simple enough, doesn't it? Then why is it so hard for us to do it? Okay, who is ready? Let me center this on my screen. Who is ready to read this morning?
Repent. Matthew 4:17. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Psalms 32:5. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. And I said, I will confess my transgression unto thee.
Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And Mark 1:13 says, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
So we find that God is willing, isn't He? Who would like to start reading Steps to Christ? And this is page 23.
Steps to Christ, page 23. How shall a man be just as God? How shall the sinner be made righteous? It is only through Christ that we can be brought into harmony with God. With holiness. But how are we to come to Christ? We are asking the same question.
Thank you, brother. You need to work on your mic somehow. It fades out to where sometimes it's completely out and sometimes it's just so low we really can't hear it. Okay, here's more on page 23.
Sabbath blessings, all. My niece, Ariana, and my niece, Jayana, and Tian are here, and they're going to read today. Go ahead, God.
There are many who fall to...
Go ahead, Eric.
There are many who fall to understand the true nature of
repentance.
Repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Suffering that they were first right
rather than sin. So you're right here. Go ahead, Keon, continue.
Such was the deed of
Esau.
Esau, when he saw the birthright was lost to him forever.
Balaam?
Balaam, terrified by the angel standing in the in his pathway, with John with sword and
acknowledge
the gift that he should lose his life. But there was no genuine consensus for sin or
no real conversion.
Conversion of service, no
appearance
of evil. Judas
Iscariot,
after he trained his Lord,
exclaimed,
I have sinned in the that I have betrayed the and sent the
Matthew 27:4. Amen.
So we see what isn't true repentance. Let's continue with page 24.
The confession was forced from his guilty soul by an awful sense of condemnation and a fearful looking for of judgment. The consequences that were to result to him filled him with terror, but there was no deep, heartbreaking grief in his soul that he had betrayed the spotless Son of God and denied the Holy One of Israel. Pharaoh, when suffering under the judgments of God, acknowledged his sin or to escape further punishment, but returned into his defiance of heaven as soon as the plagues were stayed. These all lamented the results of sin, but did not solve for the sin itself.
That's a fearful thing, isn't it? So, what is it that Christ wants us to do? That's right. He wants us to repent. And so we turn to him to find out what true repentance is. How can we do this by ourselves? How can we truly repent?
Okay, the answer is in the song, it's me, O Lord, standing in need of prayer. Are you girls ready?
Yeah. It's me, O Lord, standing in need of prayer.
Hallelujah.
It's me, O Lord, standing in need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Not my father, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister, not my mother, but
it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Hallelujah.
It's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Hallelujah.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Standing in the need of prayer.
Thank you. Such a wonderful message. Let's all remember that. Okay, let us continue with Steps to Christ.
Steps to Christ, page 34. But when the heart yields to the
influence
of the spirits of God, the
conscious
conscious will be quickened, and the sinners will
discern
something of the death.
Mm-hmm.
And the
sacredness.
And the sacredness of God's holy law, the foundations of his government in heaven and on earth, the light which lightens every man that cometh into the world,
illumines
the secret chambers of the soul, and hidden things of darkness are made
manifest.
John 1-9.
Conviction
takes hold upon the mind of heart. The sinner has a sense of righteousness of Jehovah and feels the terror of appearing in his own guilt and uncleanness. Before the searcher of hearts, he sees the love of God, the beauty of holiness and joy of
your purity.
He longs to be clean.
Cleansed
and to be restored to
communion
with heaven.
I heard in the background even the birds trying to praise the Lord. Amen. So we have another question. How can we repent then?
But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. James 1, verses 22 through 25.
Be a doer of God's word, and do what you have heard, and God's blessing will be on all you do. Be a doer.
That's right, what we find in God's Word, like our little obedience song. And now we have some activities. These we can copy off and color. And when you get them colored, if you have a way to scan them in and send them back to either Lynn or Rose, or Sister Lee, or myself. Next Sabbath, we'll have Repentance Part 2. Oh, okay, Elder Robert's going to have them on the website, too. That will all help. Do we have someone that is willing to give closing prayer?
Jesus, thank you for today's lesson and protect us from evil, and thank you for letting us live for this day. Amen.
Amen.
Diana would like to give a prayer as well.
I love you so much, and thank you for everything that you did. I love you so much. Keep it around, have food. I want to give it to God, and I love you so much, God. And keep it around, have food, I want to give it to God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And we'll see everyone again next Sabbath. Thank you, all of you young ones, for taking part. We need more and more of you to take part, and we will see you again next Sabbath.